Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you, in the fan hotline, on which is our Stanley Cup champion, Jay Caulfield. That's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Bob and I are at the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Right now, the General is here. Everybody's here. We're having a wonderful time. A woman by the name of Jackie came up and said, please give this to City Limits, and it's a box of rocks.
The rock box.
Yes. Based on Limits telling us a couple weeks ago that when he was a kid, he didn't play in a sandbox at home. They had a rock box. And so, Bob, here's a box with a bunch of pebbles in it. This is
pebbles. So that's the key. When you hear box of rocks, you anticipate they're big rocks that you would actually hurt somebody with, but that's not what Austin's played in.
Tell her I said thank you very kindly from me.
He says thank you very kindly, Jackie, and we'll bring those in for Limits tomorrow.
All in a very nice wrapped box, too.
I know. That was the special part of it. It's really the kickoff of our Feed the Need Radiothon next week, and we have a bunch of items you can bid on. 412-920-9444. 920-9444. Skeens cards. Clemente booklet card with pieces of used bat, T.J. Watt autographed jersey, Penguins signed stick, Mario, coffee, Recce, Stevens, and an O'Neill Cruz autographed ball. So we're at $600 for the Skeens cards, $650 for the Clemente and other cards, $200 for the T.J. Watt autographed jersey, $300 for the Penguins team signed stick, and we're up to $100 now for O'Neill Cruz autographed ball. So let's bring on Jay Caulfield. He's on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Jay, we're told by General Patton here that there's 21 million cards in here. I asked him 2 minutes ago, hey, Jay Caulfield's coming on. Can you find a card of him? He came out with the Jay Caulfield card, six copies of this card, in which you're looking very dapper on the front and the back. This is incredible.
Mint condition too, Jay.
Mint condition. Well, let's tell the General thank you. That's very nice. I'm not sure which. Is it a pro set?
Yes, pro set.
There's one at Boston Garden. Look like Boston Garden. Is it a black jersey?
Black jersey. Yeah, it is Boston Garden. Yep.
You're right.
You know it.
Yeah, that's Boston Garden. Yeah. Yep. Well, that's
how about
awesome.
That?
That's
you can just
nice
ask him.
I'm glad he has that.
Jay says thank you.
I mean, this is incredible, Jay. It says Jay entered the NHL in 85 when the New York Rangers signed him as a free agent. They traded him to Minnesota, but the Penguins claimed him in October of 1988 in the waiver draft. What do you remember about that, Jay? And what do you remember about the dislocated finger that caused you to miss 18 games the next year?
Well, it was they had the waiver draft back then. They don't have that anymore. So there was a number of, I believe the Penguins did not make the playoffs the year before. And I was in Minnesota, and we were, my wife was with me, Alicia was with me, and, you know, at the end of training camp, because we were going to find, they were telling us to go find a place. We just had to get through the waiver draft. And next thing I know, I get a phone call from Tony Esposito and the Penguins, and instead of finding a place in Minnesota, we flew to, or I flew out to Pittsburgh, and Alicia drove out a couple days later with all our stuff. And that then meeting, that's when everybody practiced in Mount Lebanon. So my first practice was there, and that's when I first met, Kevin Stevens was my, is my roommate. I get into, it was Green Tree Marriott, I believe we stayed at, and I'm there earlier, and Kevin and the guys were out, and when Kevin finally came in, I had to get to the rink at like 8 o'clock in the morning, but Kevin, I think we talked all night. It was like I've known him my whole life. And truly, from that moment on, honestly, we've been just great friends ever since. And he's that likable, that nice of a guy, and a great teammate. But Kevin Stevens is the one part that I will always remember when I first came to Pittsburgh as my roommate.
Now, did you dislocate the finger trying to punch Ron after an interview, or how did that happen?
No, that happened in, I broke my hand against Edmonton. It was against Kelly Buckberger, and I think we both. All I remember is we both threw a, we're kind of throwing a punch at the same time, and I caught, you know, when there's movement, right? There's head movement. I caught the corner, like the corner of his eye and his helmet. He wore that old Winwell helmet that was really tight to his face, and I caught that corner. That's what I remember. That's what drove my, you know, the knuckle back through into the hand. That's what the dislocation was. So I do remember that, and that was, I had surgery right away and that kind of thing. So I was out for a little bit and then got back.
All right. So I have to ask you, Kelly Buckber. I remember him. He was a
future Penguin.
Yeah, he was one of those guys who can bring it.
But he came here.
Of all the fights you've been in, who was the hardest guy to fight? Who was somebody who gave you problems? And if you had to be in today's game and you see a guy like Matt Remke coming at you, what would you do?
Yeah.
Would you just take him on because you're about to
Could you beat him, Jay? Could you beat him?
Well, first of all, I'll give you a number of players for me. Dave Brown in Philadelphia, and he was 6'6", and he was a lefty. He was a southpaw. I had a number. Yeah, because I've been in the Patrick Division Eastern Conference, so I've played against him a lot. But I would say Dave Brown. I'd put Craig Berube in the top. And I certainly Bob Probert and Joey Kosher were – they were, and Coach ended up in New York. So I'm giving you my top four, not just one. I'm giving you the ones that I felt, you know, they were as tough as probably ever played the game. I think if you look back, and Ty Domi was after me, so I've known Ty. So I didn't play or have any fights with him, but I fought Joey Kosher with Bob Probert, Dave Brown, and Craig Berube would be the ones I would mention. And Rempe, I think he's just doing a. He's in there. He's really big boy and doing his thing. So I think the guys, the best fighters in the game today, Bob, I'm going to say that Olivier that comes into town on Friday night, I'm going to say Olivier, Delorier, and I always thought Ryan Reeves did his thing all the time, right? So, but Delorier and Olivier are, in my opinion, the two best fighters in the game. And then Remke, because he's just a big body and, you know, and working on his fighting all the time. So but they're all – they made the game interesting. But Delorier and Olivier are the best. And Olivier's got 16 goals. So he's not only
– yeah.
He's not only a fighter, but he does everything for Columbus. He's – it would have been a nice pickup if they could have got him here a number of years ago. He's one of the best, in my opinion.
Another guy who was originally looked at as just a fighter has turned into a 30-goal scorer. That would be Tom Wilson. His game has really evolved. Oh, he doesn't fight as much as he used to, but he still capable, and man, that guy's well-rounded now. He's a goal scorer, a guy who can feed you, and he also can back you up with any kind of fisticuffs.
Yeah, Bob, I'm leaving him because of how he plays the game, but certainly Tom Wilson, just like how Rick Tocchet made himself from a, you know, he was a fighter scrapper, but played the game and grew into what he did. Tom Wilson is somebody that falls right into that. He's in that same category and has a great fighter too. Yep. He just does what he needs to do. And now is able to just play the game. I mean, what a great thing to be able to, he does it all. And Olivier is the same player, but they're the great fighters. That's a great one to mention. I'm sorry I misstepped by not mentioning him.
That's okay, Jay. Stanley Cup champion Jay Caulfield on the Fan Hotline. Fan Text Line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And it's 12:21, time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency, get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. Also, I want to mention that the Fan and the Pirates want to visit your teams in action for our youth baseball softball showcase presented by Sheetz. Parents, coaches, email us at usports@937thefan.com to register your 12 and under team, and the Fan might make a stop to your field. Details at 937thefan.com, brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. Stanley Cup champion Jay Caulfield on the line, brought to you by Tom's Watch Bar. Jay, what the heck happened last night in the third period?
Yeah, Joe, that was a tough one, Bob. I mean, they had a long road ahead of them, but they were on this great little run. And if they kept it going last night and then win Friday night against Columbus, because these teams are all stumbling, the only one that's not is Montreal. So Montreal at the time last night was losing 3-2. The Penguins are up 2-0. Everybody else lost. The Rangers lost. You know, you're looking at just kind of climbing the ladder. Even though other teams had games in hand, they're not playing great hockey. So I think when it came out and then that got away from them, that was disappointing. And even though, again, it was a long stretch, but it was a possibility. And I think the team felt that, and I think they played it. But, you know, you start making, you know, I don't know what it was. I know Mike Sullivan was unhappy about it. He talked about maybe guys taking shortcuts and not above the attack of the opposition and not doing what the little things that you have to do to win the game. And it bit them last night. I mean, the score right off the bat. I will always say the last minute of a period, the first minute of a period are important. Obviously, some of the most important shifts in the game and after a goal, right? But at the end of a period, the beginning of a period, and to have Palmieri score right off the bat and have a little bad luck go against Jari there, that was a tough way to get it going. Then it was breakdown after breakdown, and then they get the opportunity and they win the game. So you got to hand it to the Islanders because they came out, they were trailing, and they came in and they outproduced and attempted the Pens all night long. And even though I will say the Pens were good through two periods, it just totally got away from them. And I do believe it's not final, but that's a big dagger right there, Joe. That's a tough one to take.
It really is. And the one thing, even in the four-game win streak, Jay, I've seen that the Penguins have not had the better shot totals, and at times the opposition is in their zone a bit more. So even the four wins were a little bit shaky from that point of view. So why is that happening? You mentioned mistakes, and it seems like the mistakes are coming from the guys who should not make mistakes. They're the veteran guys on that blue line who get a little too careless.
Yeah, so I agree with that, Bob, because I mentioned last night, what's the difference in this game versus the other games? Just Tristan Jarry couldn't come up with the great save. That doesn't mean he played. I'm just saying, through the other games, to your point, I find it hard to believe he wasn't a star in three of the four games of that winning streak. Mm-hmm. Right? He was the reason why, a major reason why they get the 2 points. But last night, he was stellar through 40 minutes, and they just got to him a little bit. Now, that doesn't mean he had a – I'm not saying he had a bad game. I'm just saying he came up with them in the previous four, and last night they got by him. And that's – they had great looks. They were grade A chances. That's tough on a goaltender, and that leads to your point, Bob. Yeah, they were out of shot, out attempted, a number of things, but they got themselves on a run and were feeling pretty good about their game. And that's what happens when you have got great goaltending, or your goaltending is playing really well. You're in all these games. If your goaltending goes sideways, you don't have a chance. You don't in this league, no matter what. I mean, and all of a sudden, a great goaltender can cover up for the mistakes that's happening in front of him. And last night he needed the Penguins to pick him up when they had that power play late in the game, just to get on the board and tie it up. But it didn't happen. So I felt like Tristan Jarry literally was a star of the three of the four games before last night. He was really good through 40 minutes. And then the last 20, they just couldn't. I said the one off the post off his back and in. And then you see the one with, they lose coverage in front. And then the half breakaway by Engvall for the winner. They're tough chances. Not much he can do. But you get off a streak when you can't come up with those, and the team just kind of gave it up. There was no pushback in that final 20. The Islanders had all of it.
Jay, we appreciate the time today. Doran Dickerson and Pat Bostic are taking on Bob and I in a golf match, I believe, at Neville Wood coming up, and you and Mario can
very
play
nice.
The winner.
It's like March Madness of golf.
Hey, very nice. Listen, you guys, I want to hear a good report, boys. I want to hear a really good report, all right?
Play How are well. You hitting them today?
Well, I was with Rob King today, so I was 82 and Rob was 80.
Yeah, Rob can play. And I know he hits the ball.
Yeah. But we played this other little game, Joe. It's something, Bob, you might really like it. We do it. I do it with all, like Mario, we all do this stuff. But if we play fairways, greens, putts, and saves. So you total them up. And if it's one against one, it's just you against me against Rob. But if you're foursome, it would be you and Bob against your enemies, right, who you're going against. So you total up total fairways throughout your 18 holes for you and Bob. Total greens in regulation that you hit, do total amount of putts, the total through the whole day. And then saves are if you get up and down for a par or, chip in for, if you're not on a regulation and you get up and down for par or better, that's a point. So, and you can play it for a dollar, you can play it for 10 bucks a category or whatever number you guys want. I know you're a big spender and big better, Joe, so you can make that any number. But I think it's something that keeps you in tune the whole game, the whole time. You're never out of it. You have to stay with it. It's a good game for you to play, Joe.
Bob, you're willing to play that
game? I think that's a good game. Yeah, it keeps you in all aspects of your game are tested there, so you
it
have
does.
To keep track of it all, yeah.
Now, do you and Rob King give each other – do you give each other putts, or do you have to hit it in?
No. We know the range. The guys that I'm with, everybody knows the range that we give putts for. We do that like all good sportsmanship. Everybody's – good about it. Everybody knows the range that's good for us.
That's good to do right off the bat when you know it, so no one's questioning whether or not you're giving a putt that's outside of that friendship area,
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you, Jay.
No, we don't. You're welcome, boys. Enjoy it. Play well.
You too.
All right, Jay. Take care of yourself.
Hit them straight, but not often. Isn't that what they say, Bob?
Sort of, yes. Oh, I wanted to tell Jay, if you're still listening, check out my tweet about Joe because it's very accurate.
That's a great tweet.
I see you like this.
You can check it out as well. It's a man who's in 19 different contraptions that train you for golf, right?
Yeah. As soon as I saw it, that's the first thing I thought of you.
You can start thinking too much in that game, Bob. Coming up, the big boy, Mark Cabali. What is happening here? It looks like the Vikings are out on Rodgers. So is Rodgers in on the Steelers, the Giants, retirement? Wait a while, try to come back. Let's hear the big boy's thoughts. Bob and I are at the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. The General and his dad are running the show here today, along with the General's wife, Christine. Happy birthday, Christine, from Bob and I and everybody else, right,
Happy
Bob?
Birthday, Christine, yes.
We're kicking off the Feed the Need Radiothon for next week. We have a bunch of auction items that you can call and bid on up until about 1:30. 412-920-9444.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks. and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We are back at the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. If you've never been here, you owe it to yourself to come and check it out. It's unbelievable how many things they have. 21 million cards, not to mention other items, helmets, footballs, you name it, they got it. And we are kicking off the Feed the Need with a telethon that will really take place next week, but this is our kickoff event in today's show. So if you call in this number, 412-920-9444, you can bid on certain things we have available, like a Paul Skeens PSA 10 rookie lot, which is now being offered for $600. If you want to top that bid, call 920-9444. We have a Clemente booklet card, awesome, with game-used bat pieces describing the MVP logo that you see on here. $650 current bid. TJ Watt autographed jersey, Beckett Authentic, $200 current bid. And then Penguins team signed autographs, 22 of them, including Coffee, Recce Stevens, Lemieux, Jay Caulfield, $300, and an O'Neill Cruz autographed baseball right now going for $100. Again, it all goes for Feed the Need, 412-920-9444. Pomp and Joe with you here, and we're welcoming in Mr. Mark Caboli, Austin City Limits Bechtel, back at the station. And, Mark, you're going to be busy, I would imagine, here in the next several days, given what's happened now that we know the Minnesota Vikings have said no, thank you to Aaron Rodgers, at least for now. So what do you think that means, and how soon do you think we'll get an answer from Mr. Hide in the Darkness Rodgers?
I don't think anybody knows, Joe. If they do, they're making it up for sure. I think he's on his own time right now. So now, and in one way, with Minnesota basically pulling out of the picture here, it really doesn't, unless the Steelers get fed up and just pull their name out of the hat. I mean, it pretty much doesn't. It really just allows the Steelers, if they want to, just sit and wait. I mean, if you don't get Aaron Rodgers, you get Russell Wilson, right? I mean, there's no other options for either one of them, unless you would think that Russell would go to Cleveland or New York, but you would think that he would have done that already. Maybe if the retirement by Rodgers maybe throws a little bit of a wrench into that plan, but I mean, I think you just, at this point, you've pretty much pushed all your chips to the middle with Aaron Rodgers and just deal with it until, you know, until he makes his decision. I mean, you would love to know so you can move forward with planning, but it's not like he's going to be there for OTAs or mini camp or anything like that.
Shouldn't he be, though, Mark? Shouldn't he be? I mean, this is a whole – if he does come here, I mean, he didn't do it in New York, and I know what he's done, but, man, that's one of the problems. He also has an offense that he likes to run, which may not be, you know, in connection with what they see here in Pittsburgh or in New York with the Giants. He has a lot of say in that.
Yeah, Bob. I mean, beggars can't be choosers. I mean, you put yourself in a position where this is your guy of choice. He pretty much has all the power now. So if he says, yeah, I'll sign here, but I'm not going to be showing up until, I mean, hypothetically, I'm not showing up until we hit St. Vincent College. I mean, what are you going to do? Are you going to just say no? Let me go to Joe Flacco and Mason Rudolph. I mean, he pretty much has them under their thumb right now. So you would imagine he would show up, but I don't know if he would. I mean, it's Aaron Rodgers. He pretty much does what he wants to do at this point. So I don't see it lasting, you know, months, but I also don't see it being figured out here in days either. You just have to deal with it.
Yeah, that's what I believe.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. And the Fan hotline, on which the big boy is on, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We're out at the baseball card castle in Cranberry. Bob, a man just showed up. Was it a Coupe de Ville? Was that the name of the car? He bought Joe Namath's old car. T-Bird, you're an expert on this. This guy bought Joe Namath's old car, and it's sitting in the parking lot here with all kinds of Namath memorabilia.
And he wants to sell it to you.
That thing is
nice. I thought
nice.
He wanted to give it to Ron. I'm a little confused as to what he had the papers for the car. He wanted to give it to Ron.
Yeah, he ain't doing that.
Are you sure about that?
I'm sure. That's for sale.
Is that car for
sale,
sir?
For anyone who's out there who loves sports and cars, he's looking. Yeah.
See?
I would buy it and give it to Ron. Yeah. Big boy, you should see this car. You ever been in a Coupe de Ville?
No, but if he actually thought he was going to sell something to Ron Cook, he must have never met Ron Cook before.
You're right about that.
No, but hey, the bottom line is everybody's still thinking about Ron. The Pizza Head his name on it when it came in.
This is
here.
Almost in honor of Ron today. Yeah. Sir, what's your name?
Edward Faub.
Edward Faub. And how did you get this car? Did you buy it directly from Namath?
Namath gave it to his nephew, Franklin Namath Jr. And I was in business, and my partner bought it. Mm-hmm. And then I bought it from him 30 years ago.
For how much, do you mind my asking?
I think about $3,500. I don't even remember.
How many miles are on it?
99,000.
This guy T-Bird over here, he puts sound systems in cars. He's a miracle worker.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I have a car stereo shop in Sharpsburg, but okay. I love restoring and working on custom cars in general.
Okay, there's a shop down there, too, that does nothing but classics.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
T-Bird will do it any way you please.
I love cars.
Big boy, have you met T-Bird yet, our hot dog eating champion?
Come on, T-Bird is the Sunday afternoon, evening pregame show guru for the Steelers.
Yeah. Is that me? I think you might be confusing me with somebody else.
We're getting way off the tracks here. All right.
We have gone off the tracks. Thank you, sir. The car is awesome. I enjoyed seeing it, and I have a picture I'll show Ron, and that's really cool. He's the biggest Namath fan there is. At this point, big boy, they might as well sign Joe Namath. Aaron Rodgers stinks. You think he'd be better than Flacco? You think he'd be better than Fields? Yeah. You think he'd be better than Mason?
Well, I'll take my chances with the first two. be honest with you, he's still Aaron Rodgers. I think what Aaron Rodgers brings that none of the other ones you've mentioned is maybe, I don't know, I'm not even going down the Flacco street right now, but I think what a guy like Rodgers brings you is the experience of winning in the playoffs and in the Super Bowl. I understand it's been a long time right now.
Namath would bring you that too. Aaron Rodgers was an underachiever in the playoffs in his recent career.
Well, recent, yes, but I think he would give yourself the best opportunity. Now, if you can do something like Mason for the season and Aaron Rodgers for the playoffs, maybe that's the best bet right now. But, you know, just let it play out right now. I think we're going to have to do that because I still think Aaron Rodgers has a ton of talent. You know, just watching him last year and his ability to throw the ball, especially back shoulder fades to pretty good wide receivers and to be able to move the ball down the field, he is still very talented. Maybe it hasn't shown up on the field consistently over the past couple of years, but I think they're in the position when they got Mason now to be able to wait. I mean, the worst comes to worst, you have Mason out there. And that's, you know, that's not like dog crap out there. And Mason can still is a pretty good NFL football player that can get you through a season and get you to your proverbial 10 wins to 11 wins with this team. Aaron Rodgers, like I said, you're all in with him. Give it a shot. And if it doesn't work, you move on to somebody else next year. And I think that's
10 wins or 11 with Mason, I think, is optimistic. But I have a different question. Last year at this time, Cam Hayward was rolling out the red carpet for Russell Wilson, campaigning for him, bringing his friends into the campaign, FaceTiming with him. I'm sure you heard what he said with the Aaron Rodgers thing yesterday, which was basically, you want to be on the team, cool. If not, no skin off my back. If the leader of this team is saying that publicly, what are you thinking if you're Rodgers, and what do you think in general of what Cam said? It doesn't sound, call me crazy, doesn't sound to me like he loves the idea of Aaron Rodgers on the Steelers.
I think he's playing the role of the leader right there. You know, hostages. You know, we want volunteers, not hostages type of situation. I don't know how much. I don't know if he really means that or not. Cam gets caught up sometimes in his emotions and says stuff. Maybe that is his true emotions right there. But I really didn't take a ton away from that, of him being critical of him. Maybe he's just saying, hey, we would like to know who our quarterback is right now. I don't know.
Big boy, he was asked if he would go in a cave with Rodgers and said, I'm not doing that crap. You want to join the Steelers? Join the Steelers. If not, forget it. What?
I took it as him joking around. You know, he was on his podcast. I did not.
If you listen to it. You Maybe tell I'm me. Wrong. Let's all listen to it together. Bob, Maybe are you I'm ready wrong. For this?
Let's go.
I did not take this as joking. I could be wrong, but especially when I compare it to Russell Wilson last year, he practically ran a PR campaign for Russell Wilson. Here we go.
From the Not Just Football podcast.
I want to play football. I'm tired of talking about the quarterback situation. I'd rather have it done. I don't know what ends up happening. I don't know, man. Like, this is... I'm ready to move on in the free agency. There's too much going on.
So if they called you and were like, we need you to follow him into the darkness for a couple days, if he says, if you come down there with him, he's signing. Are you going to be off the grid for a little bit, go to the darkness and try to get this guy? We need you. You're our best recruiter. I'm about to get into Darius Slay, and it sounds like you recruited him too. So we need you to start recruiting. Get that NIL bag out like you did at Ohio State.
I ain't doing that darkness retreat. I don't need any of that crap. Like, either you want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler or you don't. That's simple. That's the pitch. Like, if you want me to recruit, that's the recruiting pitch. You know, Pittsburgh Steelers, if you want to be part of it, so be it. If you don't, no skin on my back.
Big boy?
Well, the first three quarters that he was definitely fooling around, right?
You agree with that, Bob?
I think he had fun with the darkness thing, if that's what you're implying, Mark. That he was making.
Well, I think we all agree with the first.
But I think what you see as that went on, he was losing his mind a little bit over how long this has gone, and that revealed itself.
Aren't we all though, right?
Yeah,
aren't we all? So, I don't know. I just didn't take it as a shot, so to speak. I got it as, hey, I'm fed up. I need to find out who my quarterback is. And I honestly do think he was playing the role of the captain. Hey, like I said, you either jump on board or leave. And I think that goes with about anybody. I don't think there's no ill will towards Aaron Rodgers. But once again, maybe I'm 100% off base on this, and maybe it was a shot. But that'd be an interesting place to take a shot at, you know, a week and a half into his courting of Aaron Rodgers, the captain of the team, to come out and make a statement like that. That's one of the reasons why I just thought he was just fooling around.
Why so different compared to Wilson last year?
Well, maybe the Wilson thing he learned last year, that maybe I should just stay out of it. I don't know. I'm just totally grasping straws here of why he said what he did what he did. I don't know. I have no idea. But that's a tough situation to answer right now, because I don't even know who else was the quarterback. Who was also the quarterback options last year? It was Kenny. Was he taking shots at Kenny last year by courting Russell Wilson?
Yes, I think the defensive leaders made quite a statement when they go out in public and start courting Russell Wilson when Kenny's still on the team. Of course, yes.
All right, let's move beyond that. Now, we saw dinner last night with Jalen Milroe. How are you, Mark, in assessing – because regardless of what happens with this Aaron Rodgers situation, they're going to need somebody else in that room, whether it's another veteran or most likely someone they draft this year. But they don't have a second-round pick. If they don't get anyone in the first round, can they afford to and what do you get out of a fourth-round pick at quarterback these days?
Probably not much. I mean, I'm sure that you can go around the league and find a handful of guys that were successful out of that third-day situation. I think Dak Prescott was, what, third-round pick? You're not going to get too many Tom Brady's out of it, right? Was he a fourth? So, you're really stretching it right there. So I don't know if you're going to find anything. At that point, why do you even do it, right? Just to add somebody to the roster. I don't know if you do that. Now, if they had a second-round pick, maybe that's different. Maybe they can move into the second round. But I think that you just bring another guy in. I mean, I'm not even considering Skylar Thompson here. If you got Mason and you're able to bring somebody else in, a veteran type of guy, doesn't even have to be a veteran as that number two, if Aaron Rodgers doesn't come, I think that's a better option than just throwing a pick at somebody in the fourth round. Just worry about that next year at that time. So I don't think so. You know, I mean, obviously, if things break in the first round, different. You can grab your guy, Jackson Dart.
I hope so.
He may be long gone based on some of these things.
This thing is itching again. There was a guy in here who brought in tick medication for me. Should I take it?
Is he a doctor?
Yeah, I think I got bit by a tick.
He's been saying that all day, but there's no evidence.
Are they out? There's no ticks out?
They stay in you forever.
No, they'll be still stuck in your body. You can see it.
They go all the way into the heart chamber.
You can't see the tick necessarily. Can you, T-Bird?
I don't know. I thought the tick was like a bug on your leg.
Yeah, it's like attaches itself to your skin. You would be able to see it.
What if he's already in there?
Well, if he dug his way in there, then that's not good.
A nice little home.
Nesting.
He's going to have babies, they're going to reproduce, and you're going to have all – do you know how much they reproduce? They can go
everywhere.
He
got in there, and now he's trying to get out after this show, Bob.
What about Milroe?
What about this dinner?
I asked you that originally, but then we got off track. I mean, is he worth taking, do you think? He's a talented kid. I think probably the best athlete of the guys that are available. What is your take?
And if I may piggyback on Bob's question, how significant, honestly, is it when the Steelers take somebody out like that? Like, do we then start paying more attention to that?
I think they do that every single year at Alabama. I'm pretty sure they take a handful of guys. I don't even think it was just him. It was probably a group of guys, to be honest with you. To see how a lot of times they do that for different reasons too, to be able to see interactions between certain peoples and their teammates and see what they order and stuff like that. They got all this whole weird little plan of how they try to get deep into somebody's psyche too. So I'm sure.
And sometimes they get references from those guys about other players that you may be not talking about. You know, who could be free agents.
Well, how many times, Pop, do you see? Maybe they don't draft a guy now, but in 4 years ago, they're like, this guy was very interesting to us. Let's come back around to that. I'm sure there's a bunch of you're in Alabama, for goodness sakes. There's probably like half a dozen first-round picks there that they're probably interested in, or first-day picks or first-two-day picks that they want to get a look at as well. So I wouldn't automatically assume it's Milroe, but I'm sure he's part of it too. Where he comes off the board, That's the key to all this, right? I mean, if he's there in, third, fourth round, yeah, great. But once you get rid of that second round pick, it pretty much limits you, right? No pun intended. The limits of what you can do if you don't want to take a quarterback in the first round, which it doesn't appear that they would do that.
All right, we'll finish you off with this one. Jerry Dulac's chat is up. He's great at what he does, but there's something that he's been on for a while that I just vehemently disagree with him, is this Mason Rudolph's been mistreated train. Bill in L.A.
You're asking the wrong person, Joe.
Says, Jerry, as you've mentioned, Mason Rudolph was treated very poorly by the Steelers for a long time. Why do you think Mason is coming back for more punishment? Jerry said, that's a good question, Bill. I'm not sure. I'm sure, because hardly anybody else wants him except maybe the Giants, and he's going to make $8 million over 4 years. And every time he's come back to the Steelers, he has, in fact, gotten a chance when it was merited. What are we talking about here?
Well, there's a lot of reasons why he was mistreated. It starts from day one, so I don't even want to go there, to be honest with you, because
what was day one?
Day one is when you have a first-round grade on him, get him in the third round. You don't have a then you dump your quarterback coach. You have him take 13 reps. He doesn't take any reps with all. He has to do virtual reality just to get any time at all. Then the next year you throw him into the starting lineup and say, go ahead, Ben's hurt. And then you have different coordinators. You still don't have offensive – you don't have quarterback coaches. Get smacked over the head. I mean, you can go on and on and
on. That's not their fault he got smacked over the head.
There's a lot
they didn't
of
do that
why.
To him. That was Myles Garrett last I checked. And not only that, when it was Myles Garrett and he was accused of a racial slur, Mike Tomlin and the organization backed him 1,000% on that and essentially said Myles Garrett is lying. Yeah. Plus, he's been paid millions of dollars to handle a clipboard. They didn't have to stick with him. Huh?
I just don't think they put him in a position to be successful right now. We talk about all the time about this is a team that can't develop quarterbacks. I think that's number one right there. That's like the poster child of the Pittsburgh Steelers of not being able to, not caring to, not putting the resources into developing a quarterback.
Well, I guess Tennessee couldn't either because he had 9 touchdowns and 9 picks.
That's the worst
last
team in the league last year. The worst.
Okay, so where is Mason going to go where he's going to be good?
They didn't want him either. They wanted Will Levis to be their quarterback, so they didn't even give him an opportunity there.
Oh, well, poor Mason. Everywhere he goes, he gets no opportunity except to start games.
Well, if ever there was a time to beat out a quarterback, it would have been Will Levis because he has not played well down there.
Would you have picked up Levis and Butthead?
No, I didn't, and that's why they're going to redraft the position this year. Tennessee will take a first-round quarterback.
He did have multiple opportunities to go this year, and the reason why he came here is plain and simple. Not only the $8 million bucks or the $4 million bucks a year, but yeah. What other opportunity do you have to play behind a potential 41 and a potential 37-year-old quarterback? I mean, either one of those guys can get hurt walking up the steps, and all of a sudden you're the starting quarterback.
That's he might have had the same thing with the Giants. They're the other team. He didn't even go to their interview. They had him scheduled. He didn't go there. So he went back to the place where he's been so horribly mistreated without even listening to the Giants, who actually have a pretty good offensive mind as their coach.
Who's probably darn close of getting fired if things go wrong this year. Then guess who's on his way out?
Yeah, unless Mason is as good as you think he is and gets his fair chance there and leads him to 11 wins.
Why are you such a hater, Joe?
I'm not. I'm telling what I think the truth is with Mason Rudolph here.
Everybody loves Mason, and you have to be a guy that really throws the shade towards him.
Yeah.
You're that guy.
Why did he come back here if he had a chance to go to New York? If they've treated him so poorly, why is he back?
I told you why. I don't know why.
I think that whole treated poorly thing has been embellished. I don't think
so. Do I? That's what I'm saying.
I mean, it's like everything that you know, and then takes a life on its own. I think obviously he knew that this was an opportunity, and he's smart enough to know that he's going to get some playing time, if not starting time. So why wouldn't you do it? And you can sense when a team is struggling to find guys on their roster. This second straight year, they've had to change over the entire quarterback room. So
we have to go, Bob. It's 104.
Why do you always do that to me where you are allowed to talk as long as you want, as you control this truck down the street?
It was the big boys.
Pump, forget about that. He was in the toilet for the first 5 minutes of the segment.
That's right, he was.
Yeah, I can't help that I'm having more blowouts than the 1960 World Series.
I don't think you were doing that at all. I think you were looking at your tick bite in the mirror, trying to figure out what it is and why.
Look how it's getting redder because I'm scratching it. You see how it's changed since the beginning
also
of the
see
show?
Little ticks in there. There are going to be multiple.
Yeah, the guy's starting a family in there.
Starting a family in your leg.
Check, man. You can get Lyme's disease, Joe, real quick.
Okay. Thank you, big boy. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye, Mark.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.